Okay.
Good. 20 years, are you? 20 up in that performance, but you got the result in the end. How do you reflect on that game?
I think the end result was good. We knew Ecuador was going to catch the rhythm. They obviously did in the second half. They got momentum when they scored the first goal, and we kind of was stunned by it and kind of let them get into the game, get the rhythm even more. And, you know, at the end of the day, it was a great shot from outside the box. Great finish, but we were able to keep our composure and start to get ourselves back into the game and quick smart play on our part, and the no attitude got us back in the game, and we were able to come away 2-2 results, which at the end of the day I think was a fair result.
You started in the middle but moved to the left. How did you adapt to that change?
Well, I'm used to playing on the left and in the middle, so the adapting to that position wasn't too difficult. Thankfully, I was able to get the ball as well on the wings and able to penetrate a little bit down the left side. And you know, obviously, Steven wants to get some more guys in there because we're still preparing for the Gold Cup. This is a match that we use to basically get us ready mentally and physically as a team, and to get us playing together. So, you know, we have to move around a little bit to get some guys into positions. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm very pleased by the way we played, first and foremost. And then very pleased by the way we showed the no diet when it came back into the game.
What do you think of Terry's goal celebration?
Oh, it was great. I mean, a proud moment for him. I mean, I think that was his first goal for the national team. Actually, I think we got 2 first goals today, which is good, because it's going to help us going into the Gold Cup. We're going to need these guys playing with confidence. And, you know, I think this definitely helps them. And, you know, the great strike outside the box. And, you know, another good finish by Toss. And, you know, hopefully they continue that form going into the Gold Cups.
How about Simeon playing the big man role up front? He did pretty well up there.
Oh, he did very well in the first half. He kept him under pressure, created some good opportunities, a great strike outside the box, good save by the keeper, and we couldn't ask any more from him in terms of his work rate and holding on to the ball and keeping us in possession.
Your thoughts on all the yellow jerseys in the ground?
Disappointing, you know, but at the end of the day, hopefully with these results, you know, more and more fans come out and show their support. I mean, I think going into locker room, I think every guy was disappointed. I mean, I think it's time that we see a wide support from Canadian people. I know a lot of them are first generation, but I think it's time that, you know, we start supporting our local sports right across the board, and not only for hockey, but for other sports as well, especially for soccer, because we have a great product out there. And, you know, for those fans that did come out in the red and white, we definitely appreciate them showing the support, and hopefully they could come to Detroit.
Wayne, what do you want to say to all those fans that came to support Ecuador, and one day when World Cup qualifying comes around, do you want to see them supporting Canada?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I know it's a stepping stone. I mean, respect is earned and not given. So, you know, hopefully with this time and the way we played, I think everyone could appreciate the caliber of soccer that we're playing and we're trying to play, and the way the coach, Steve Hartz, wants us to play. But like I said, I encourage more and more of the fans to come on show the support for Canada. And, you know, more red and white jerseys in the crowd. I know they're out, so hopefully a lot of some more sports stores will start carrying the jersey, so it'll be more accessible, and we'll start really promoting our team and our players in sports stores and the local sports media.
Last question, getting ready for the Americans Gold Cup. It's going to be a big game for a lot of guys who know each other on the American team as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a tough game. There's no doubt about it. America is a great opposition. It's a huge rivalry for us. We got a lot of depth. We got a lot of great players. But, you know, the most important thing is for us to focus on our game and, you know, just play our game. I think we'll be fine.
Thanks, Dwayne. Have a good time at the Gold Cup and good luck.
Thank you.